Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Welcome back. The summer season is upon us. Today, we're going to be diving into the joys, benefits, and ways to get outside the summer. Whether you're a seasoned adventurer or someone who loves a little inspiration, this episode's for you. I think summer is a magical time of year. The days are longer, the weather is warmer, and nature is in full bloom. But did you know that spending time outdoors has significant benefits for both your mental and physical health? This is a conversation that I often talk with clients about. I think there's this time of the year where we're indoors doing all of the cozy things, and then spring, we kind of emerge, and then summer is when we come out with a lot of energy. The first thing I want to talk about is the health benefits of getting out and exerting this energy. According to numerous studies, spending time in nature can reduce stress, improve mood, and boost overall well-being. A study published in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives found that people who live near green spaces have lower levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, and report greater happiness and life satisfaction. Additionally, the Mayo Clinic also says that physically, being outdoors can enhance your immune system. Sunlight helps your body produce vitamin D, which is crucial for bone health, immune function, and mental health. Just 10 to 15 minutes per day of sun a few times a week can make a significant difference. Now, often my clients say, where do I start? Well, I have to tell you, it doesn't have to be complicated. Already covered why getting outside is beneficial. So let's talk about some of these simple ways that you can enjoy summer. Whether you're into those high energy adventures or relaxing outings, there is something for everyone. I think the first step is always walking. Get out and take a walk through your neighborhood, down the street, on a trail. There are so many benefits to walking. Now, if you're like, I walk all the time, give me something else. Hiking. Hiking is a fantastic way to explore nature and also up your workout. There are trails for all skill levels, from easy walks to challenging mountain treks. Websites like All Trails can help you find hikes near you, and you can also review the trails and the difficult ratings. So that way, you can start where you are and start progressing towards where you want to be. Now, if walking and hiking aren't your things, another great option is cycling. It's low impact. It's great for cardiovascular health. Many cities have bike rental programs and designated bike paths, making it easy to explore urban and rural areas alike. And if cycling scares you, that you're afraid that you're going to be overexcited about cycling and get halfway out and be exhausted, there are also pedal-assisted bikes that you can rent. One of my favorites are water activities. If you love the water like I do, consider kayaking, paddle boating, rafting, or simply just swimming at a local lake, at the ocean, or a pool. These activities not only provide a good workout, but also offer a refreshing way to cool down during those hot summer days. Now, if you're really feeling adventurous, you can go camping. For those who enjoy a night under the stars, camping is a perfect way to disconnect from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Whether you prefer to pitch a tent, rent a cabin, take an RV, there are numerous campgrounds that cater to different preferences. There's also the option of finding a piece of BLM land and dry camping as well. Now, if you're not adventurous, or if your time does not allow camping adventures, one of my absolute favorite things to do is to picnic. Sometimes this is all that it takes to reconnect to nature. Pack a picnic, grab a blanket, and head to your park. Enjoying a meal outdoors can be a wonderful, relaxing way to spend a summer evening. It's also a great time to reconnect with the grass beneath your feet. Of course, when you're out and enjoying the summer sun, it's important to stay safe and prepared. I want to give you a few tips, and often these are just reminders, but if you're coming out of the winter slumber, sometimes these reminders are great. The first is stay hydrated. Always bring plenty of water, especially when you're engaging in physical activities. Dehydration can sneak up on you quickly in the heat. Another good tip is to use sunscreen. Protect your skin by applying sunscreen of at least SPF 30. Make sure that you reapply every 2 hours or more if you're swimming or sweating. Along with this, also remember that summer activities can be hard on the skin, and it's always recommended to have a yearly skin check to make sure that your skin is good after summertime activities. The next item is dress appropriately. Wear light, breathable clothing and a hat to shield yourself from the sun. Also, don't forget your sunglasses to protect your eyes from UV rays. When planning any summer activities, make sure that you take the time to plan ahead. Research your destination, check the weather forecast, and be aware of any potential hazards such as wildlife or difficult terrain. When I lived in Utah, this lesson was taught to me very well. I had a friend who I affectionately called my adventure buddy, who wanted to take me into the Salt Canyons in southern Utah, and it was beautiful. But as we were driving to where the Salt Canyons were, she was very clear about, we have to check the forecast. We have to be aware of the potentials, dangers, and we need to know exactly where we're going and how long we're going to be there. And this was the first time I had any even thought of checking the weather. And so I asked her why this was so important. And very quickly, she let me know that if a thunderstorm were to appear, that the Salt Canyons would then become rushing rivers. That has stuck with me forever. So it's always important that you know the weather, you know what the hazards are, and you know what terrain you're going to be in. Another important aspect is to pack all of your essentials. Make sure you have a first aid kit, insect repellent. Make sure that you always have extra water and snacks. If you're hiking or even camping, make sure you have a map, a compass, or a GPS device. Finally, getting outside isn't just good for you, it's good for building your community. Community and the outdoors go hand in hand. So I hope you're feeling inspired to get outside and make the most of it this summer. Remember, nature is the best therapy and the adventures are endless. Until next time, I'm encouraging you to step outside and explore the world around you. Stay safe and enjoy the sunshine.
Hello, friends. If you want to learn more about today's topic, follow along with my adventure, or explore more fascinating ideas, complete the link below to join my newsletter. Your curiosity and commitment to learning are what make this journey so rewarding. Thank you for growing with me. Until next time.